We want to continue from, I believe it was the last time we met, when the Hebrew word for intercession was introduced, pagah. And I don't know if any of you looked into it, but I found it to be the kind of thing, learning a meaning of a word just turns everything around, and I've been like re-looking at everything, at prayer, at what intercession is and what that word really means. And along with that, I've been very aware lately and conscious of the fact that I need to preach the gospel to myself. It's a good idea when my body doesn't feel like doing things that I need to do, or my mind is wandering. It's a good thing to preach the gospel to yourself, to your flesh, to your soul. Our soul is in the process of being saved. It can get off on wrong tracks. It can get lazy. It can get sick. It can be focusing on the wrong things. But we have the spirit man within us who knows about the resurrection life of Jesus in us. And that's what I want my soul to know and my flesh to know. And it can change things quickly. So, being aware of that, most of the time it's in the morning when I'm just getting started, and I find that I need to present the gospel to myself. And it goes along with this intercession, because some of the meanings of that word pagah are to meet up with, to mediate for, just like within ourselves. And I don't know if it happens to you, maybe it just happens to me, that I need to get with the Spirit and get in the right. Maybe it is only me, but I need to present that gospel. Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody's looking at me. Maybe. But I need to meet Jesus every day and realize, no, you're a spirit being. You're revived. You're whole in health. Jesus became poor that you would be made rich. You don't need to count the dollars and check the checkbook balance. No, you're rich today, right? Those kinds of things. And I have energy to do what I need to do. And that kind of thing. So I'm presenting the gospel to myself. And along with these, with the meanings of pagah and intercession, is one of the meanings is that we are mediating for someone that needs to have the gospel of Jesus presented to them. We're representatives. Sometimes Satan forgets and he encroaches on my household or myself or someone that I know. So I need to re-present the truth of Jesus. Jesus defeated you. Did you forget? I'll represent it. We're representatives of Jesus. He said, just as I was sent, I believe it's in John chapter 20. Let's look at that, because I think some of these things tie in with the truths that we know about how our spirit man intercedes for us, how the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. In John chapter 20, verse 21, Jesus is speaking to the disciples after he's been resurrected, and he says, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So Jesus represented the Father when he was here on earth, and now he's saying, just as the Father sent me to represent him on earth, now I'm sending you. So in intercession, one of the meanings, and you can look it up yourself, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about a lot of what these variations are, is that intercession is to mediate, to act between parties, to bring a reconciliation, and to create a meeting between parties, just as one who mediates brings the two parties together, and was illustrated last time we were here, that we have two differing parties, and then the Father brings them together, and then he takes care of it. So the general theme of the Bible is that God owns the earth. We're stewards here. We're taking care of it. He's the owner. We're the stewards. And he is looking for people like us to ask him to be involved, right? So intercession is saying, Lord, I need you involved in this situation. Lord, I see what's going on with my neighbor. I need you to intercede. I need you to meet this situation. And he will take care of it. When we ask him to intercede, there's a meeting set up. And it can be to oppose the enemy. When the enemy, we're here to enforce what Jesus accomplished on the cross and through his resurrection, that he took care of the enemy and defeated him. We're here to enforce that victory. So when the enemy's trespassing or doing something that he was put down for, we're the voice. We're stewards to take care of reminding him, representing Jesus. We're the representative. This is what's happening. And I think that goes along with what we were looking at in Romans chapter 8 the last time, when the Spirit in verse 26 says he helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit makes intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we call him into it. Much the same way that if my car isn't working right, I'm not a mechanic, so I take it to the mechanic that I trust, and I say, this isn't working. I've found sometimes it can be something very simple, or sometimes it can be something very major, but he knows. Same way as we call the Holy Spirit into intercession, I don't know what to pray, but help me here. And we pray in the Spirit, and then there's a meeting that takes place by the hand and strength of God. We'll meet that enemy that's trespassing. And it goes this way too, where that kind of the enemy can be dealt with. God will deal with him by virtue of our asking him. We need to ask him. And also, in life, people have heard of Jesus, and perhaps they've had the gospel presented to them, but they just don't get it. Just like me getting up in the morning, I need it presented to me again. So we can intercede that the gospel be represented to them, and the blessings of God, the blessings of what Jesus paid for, are presented to them again. So it's like a binding and loosing. That's not right, Father. I'm turning it over to you. I intercede for that person, and so that blessing can come upon them. Represent yourself to them. They may have heard something about you, but represent yourself to him in truth. Isn't that pretty neat? Where we're setting up meetings. An intercessor sets up meetings between God and the enemy, God and a person. And I found, too, since I've been understanding this a little bit, that I will get impressions. Someone will come to mind. And when I do this, Lord, intercede. I don't know what's going on over there. I'm praying for them right now in the Holy Spirit. And within a few minutes, it's gone. You know, that heaviness, or that, not like sometimes when I try to figure out, oh, well, maybe I should call them or go over there. No, if that comes to mind, God can handle it. I can set up the meeting right there, whether it's the enemy or whether they need to be represented, have Jesus represented to them. So this word pagaw is an intercession to set up a meeting. And who can handle the meeting better than the Father? So I look forward to learning more about this, because it's a tremendous weapon. It's a new way for me to look at it. It's not, I don't have to go into a situation and have it all figured out. I can represent Jesus, represent God in my daily life if I'm just aware of it, and he can handle it. He can handle it better than I can in my own thinking, in my own words. And he'll tell me what I need to know.